I didn't remember that the women were, in other words, the population of the camp kept the camp going.
Yeah.
The right. Women cooked it, and worked.
Yeah, they contributed a very limited amount of work.
It was a very bad food, what are you talking about? We had silver herrings the next day, golden
herrings. But you had herring to eat.
Yeah, we had to eat. We didn't stop. I was like that.
Okay, the potatoes and...
And then we got $5 from America. I went this day to
And you had, I don't know how many times a week, we had also meat.
I remember.
Very well.
I don't know if you all remember. My recollection of this place is that
children got some
for each one of the floors, they had a different, on each floor, they had it separated according to the excellence of the passage which you booked. So if you had a first-class ticket, you had a very nice accommodation. And one floor down, you had a more Spartan accommodation. And we had had sort of a wooden thing with three bunks.
We could have moved, but since moving was a very complicated thing, we had boxes and all kind of stuff with us. We had suitcases under our beds, so we decided rather to stay. And we were in rather primitive bunks.
We were so
but it was a place to stay.
I looked forward to good food.
I'm talking about the cabin in the place. Daddy, you start talking about the place where we stayed in Holland.
Oh.
Not the ship yet. The ship you have to come to. I don't remember much about that.
I remember
except
the
Judy
ship,
Garland and the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I remember that. And you were who was on the top bunk? Was that you on the top bunk?
Yeah.
Because I would always climb up to the top. It was really nice.
You remember the ship?
Oh, I remember the ship, and I remember the Wizard of Oz.
It was an inside cabin. It was a bad way, but it was. My goodness, I took it all inside.
And I remember coming into New York. Everybody went on the deck in the morning.
And the sun was shining. It was bitter cold.
Right.
But it was a beautiful...
The Statue of Liberty, you could see.
Yes, it was a sight. And it was a sight to see New York and the flags out.
It was
the 22nd of February
was Washington's birthday.
And we stopped in England at the Battery. Do you remember the Battery?
We stopped in the Channel,
in the channel.
English Channel.
That's
for 3 days. And the ship was searched for contraband.
Right. There were mines still out from the war.
Yes, and
there was a lookout
on top of the mast every day to see if he saw floating mines. And we did not go in the main shipping lane. We went instead from England, going straight west. We were from England northwest and came out on the coast of Labrador, and then went down the coast from Labrador down to New York. And it was February, and it was cold and stormy, rain and snow. You remember how everybody was seasick?
Terrible.
It was a terrible
that much I know. There were not many more boats after hours.
Maybe one every week from...
For how long?
From Holland.
When did the war start?
Uncle Sammy was already on the ship.
It was on the 1st of May.
He was on the ship.
I believe it was the 1st of May when the Dutch bombarded Rotterdam.
The Germans?
Yes.
The Germans.
And
the ship went back.
And the Sammy had already had put his luggage on the boat the night before. He was supposed to leave the next day. But since we had family in Rotterdam, he stayed the night still in Rotterdam with Mary and Herman. Yes. And my mother lived still in Rotterdam. And during that night, Rotterdam was bombarded. No, my mother and Herman, they were already in Westerbork. My mother, I don't know if they came later, but anyway, the next morning the boat, the Veendam, was on the bottom of the canal.
It was hit.
The German bombed Rotterdam to smithereens. Without any warning. Holland was not in the war. Suddenly invaded and bombed the port cities.
They took all the, you know, the Jewish, Dutch, all the way.
Mm-hmm.
They all took them to concentration camps. They all died. And Mary had four or five beautiful children.
We'll take a break.
Yeah.
Wow.
They found work right away in a flower factory. I pressed the flowers, and Daddy had a hammer and had to stamp them. We made piecework. We left every morning early.
Artificial flowers?
Yes.
Not at the factory, at home?
No, we went
like a
to
it was paper,
factory
paper
downtown.
And I remember the slippers. I remember
signs. My mother made slippers, and
they used that for the manufacture of cheap hats. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
then I took the flowers
you had to
home.
Take those flowers and paste them on a paper strip, and those paper strips were sewed together later and made flowery hats. And then they needed bigger flowers. Those big decorations there, and for that they had a die cut out with a thick stem on top, yes, and a heavy mallet, and it was my job, got a piece of fabric, and it had to be cut out that you didn't have too many remnants left, yes, and it had to be a little stack about that time, and put the die on, and there's a heavy, let that heavy mallet fall. Understand? You know, I was not a very strong man in those years. I was an office and school teacher. Was no special physical specimen yet. And she always said, "With every time that the mallet fell, it broke her heart."
What'd she say? What'd you say, Oma?
Every time the hammer fell, it broke Mother's heart.
It broke Mother's heart. Were we working next to each other?
No, in the same place. It was a small
loft shop.
I see.
Then I took the flowers home and we worked at night.
To
still,
paste,
more
paste
we could
more.
Make.
They paid you for piecework.
Yeah.
Right. But then Opa left after, I think you left after six
and
weeks, right?
Left. It came on the 22nd, on the 30th, I believe, of March. I was already in Gastonia. It's Mr. Ivan picked me up at the bus station.
Spartanburg.
First to Gastonia, North Carolina, Mr. Ivan in Lowell. They
picked
were very, very hospitable and very helpful. He was already settled, was already manager of this little mill, and he had a Packard as for transportation. And he packed me in the Packard and drove me around the country, the North and South Carolina, those little places where they had no that they had a few Jewish families there, but the children had no education, they had no service and so on. He thought he could induce them to hire me for services. And he succeeded in Gastonia, Spartanburg, and in between was Shelby, where I went only to the Coons and the Posners. Yeah? So every second Friday night, I was either in Spartanburg or in Gastonia giving services and preaching is my English. But anyway, and I thought that maybe on that I could build up a position